السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. We are in final countdown toward the last 3 days of Dhul Hijjah. May Allah make it a source of hidayah and barakah and nur and qabool. And most of all, may Allah make it a source of us become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm still stuck in the question the brother asked me about how I keep the covenant. And the brother who asked all kind of questions yesterday and the day before, and all the another sister who asked the questions, and something came to my heart. Just so I receive a message right now from one brother, and he tell me about his making dua for himself to be among the people who keep their covenant. And he said, I heard your message, and you said only 2 people in 40 years kept the covenant. And just to correct it, it was 2.5, or 2 and almost 3, 2 male and 1 female. And if you think about all what I talk about, it is very tough, is very tough. Do you know what is tough about it? Because it's called ikhlas. What is ikhlas? To be for Allah. And I was trying to explain it to you in a nice manner, and in a way you could comprehend it. When you listen to my message long time ago, and those who are new, Quran, 2/3 of the Quran revealed in Mecca, 1/3 in Medina. The 2/3 of Mecca talk about Allah and Akhirah. And something hit me. Something hit me so hard. When you study an amount of chapter has been revealed in the last 3 years in Mecca, the companion was almost under torture. Their house is taken, their belonging taken. They are in Shi'ab Mecca, which is the suburb of Mecca, eating the leaf from the tree, unbelievable hunger, boycott from the kuffar, the disbeliever, for 3 years. Unbelievable drought and hunger and thirsty, denying complete dunya. And something hit me. In the middle of having all this suffering, you find all the majority of chapter talk about it, don't look to dunya, don't look to dunya. And something came to me. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner of wisdom, sending a lot of chapter during this time talk about dunya? The companion has no dunya during this time. They have zero. Even their own belonging, their own business, their own house, everything has been taken. Why Allah hammering about don't worry about dunya, don't look at dunya? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his ultimate wisdom preparing them. He want them to get only one message. You live in this life for akhirah. That's it. Don't look to dunya. Today, we are drowning in dunya, 1000%, not 100%. And we glimpse to akhirah, not even 1%. And we won't have ikhlas, we won't have covenant, we have istiqamah. It will never happen. It will never happen. You're dreaming. Covenant has need ikhlas. You need ikhlas with Allah. You need ikhlas with Allah, and you have to have death in the front of your eyes. And you have to have akhirah in the front of your eyes. And now you have to ask yourself, why I love, why I do not love. Why I like, why I don't like. Why I want, why I don't want. Why I'm happy, why I'm sad. All this has to be governed by akhirah, not dunya. This is the tough part. I was talking to one sister from among the Project Smile group. And I tell her, we have to continue until we die. And this continue until we die cannot be governed by I like or dislike. And I tell her, in case I die, deny yourself. Don't even think about yourself. And I tell her the truth. When you keep trying to please people and be good, Shaitan come and he tell you, what about me? Why so-and-so will not do this to me? Why he will not serve me this way? Once you talk like that, this is your nafs. This is your evil of your nafs. When you have ikhlas, you do. That's it. You do. You do because if you're doing it to Allah, you have no problem. But if you do it to please yourself or something, you have a problem. By this way, to carry the covenant is a responsibility. It's not a pleasure. It's not a moment of I like it or I don't like it. It's not a treatment. It's a sense of responsibility for a goal and a wisdom. And this cannot be changed until you die. The brother who asked me about verse 23, Al-Ahzab. This is what Allah said. Some of them they dead, and some of them they waiting, and they never change. They never change the course. They never change the covenant. They living for Allah. They living for Akhirah. This talk is very easy. Very easy. But very difficult to implement. Unless you have Akhirah is alive in your heart. The brother who sent me a message. I love him for Allah. I wish him all the happiness. But now, he still want to be good. He want to be among the 40. Who's stopping you? Who's stopping anybody? Who's stopping us to carry the covenant and be a man once and for all, or a woman? This is again called ikhlas between you and Allah. And you will never able to do it unless the root of Iman is real. And the root of Iman is Akhirah. It has nothing to do with dunya. And I was telling the sister, I'm repeating some of the conversation because it's very important. I tell her to do and always be a servant. Serve other for Sabilillah. You will have a joy much higher than when you ask people to give you joy. And I tell her, all the joy in life is limited. Every joy in life we're running out after is limited. Very limited. And doesn't last. But when you try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and please other for sabilillah, the joy is unlimited and continuous, and the pleasure will be for infinity. Now we have to choose. Again, the talk is easy. But why we cannot do it? Because the tongue says one thing, the heart is different. By this way, if your heart is Akhirah, you're really doing it for Allah, you will not waiting for somebody to tap over your shoulder, somebody tell you how good you are, or you will not calculate your goodness in the opposite. You always do, and that's it. And I tell her, you won't feel the ultimate joy, the ultimate pleasure, only from Allah. Only from Allah. If Allah allow you to have this pleasure after you do certain good deed, I promise you, if it's for Sabilillah, you will have certain pleasure and feeling. It will make you cry. It will make you cry of thanking Allah. Just to care about the need of other. Just to have some rahmah over other. And you know where is this pleasure coming from? From Allah Jalla Jalalu. Because He will have mercy, tranquility, and pleasure fill your heart. Now you have to choose between the very limited pleasure in time and ways and the unlimited pleasure for Sabilillah. Again, all this only for Allah, for ikhlas, for Sabilillah. To carry the covenant is very difficult unless you have Akhirah in the front of you. unless every time you do or you don't, you ask yourself why. I said it a couple of days ago, but believe it or not, like I tell you, this is very rare. The people who want it, very rare. In 40 years, I find only few people can carry it. The rest, they cannot. Why? Dunya. Dunya. This why, everything we do is according to feeling, not according to principle, not according to Allah. This why I remind myself and you, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever love for Allah, hate for Allah, give for Allah, deny for Allah, his iman is complete. But be careful. This sentence is very difficult to implement unless you have the proper iman and knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who have the complete iman, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me the one who carries a message, live the message with complete sincerity to Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow all of you to be accepted above me in Jannah. I mean it, because I wish you the best. But this wish, I wish I make dua, but you have to work for it. You have to sacrifice for it. Not one time, not if you like, not if you please. No, 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 no. Covenant. Covenant between you and Allah until you die. Remember, it's a covenant and we keep trying until we die. We keep making effort until we die. We keep sacrifice until we die. We keep going in the same route. We do not change according to feeling. No, 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 no. No way. No way. This is not a covenant. A covenant has nothing to do with feeling. The companion, he's a male and female, are a human being. They have feeling, but they never break the covenant with Allah. Never. They never break the covenant between each other. Why? Because the ikhlas deep down is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why today we fail even to be united, truly united, unity between us and Allah. Why? The glue, the iman, the ikhlas is very weak. When the ikhlas increase, the iman increase, the unity increase by itself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in every word I say and make me live in it, insha'Allah, and make it witness to me, not against me. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I hope this can illuminate your heart with some thought to reflect on it, insha'Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.